Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, for some NBA G League action. The Windy City Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go's 63-46 at the break. I'm Derek Tate with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. So, Rob, here we are at halftime, heading into the third quarter. What stood out to you in the first half of this 17-point lead heading into the third?
Well, it was a beautiful brand of basketball for the Windy City Bulls in the first half, leading 63-46. But the number one thing that stood out for me, and we've talked about it all game long, is their how hot they were from three-point land. 71% here entering the half, 55% from the field overall in the game. But another thing that I really want to talk to you about really quick, Derek, and just shift it over to you, is how great their bench has been, too.
Well, the bench contributed big time in last night's victory over the Canton Charge. Kaiser Gates came in with 11 points in the fourth quarter. John Octi has had 8 in the fourth and 2 for 2 from downtown as well. So, yeah, you're getting big contributions from, honestly, a roster that was kind of shortened with the rotation heading into tonight.
Exactly, and an unmentioned name from last night's game, because he was unavailable for last night's game due to injury, was Joe Kilgore. Tonight with Joe Kilgore, 11 points overall in the night, 4 for 5 from the field, 2 rebounds, and he's doing a wonderful job of driving inside and causing the Go-Go to commit a lot of fouls and putting them in foul trouble early on in the quarter.
Well, we saw also, we mentioned in the pregame show, the November 9th lost that the Windy City Bulls suffered to the Capital City Go-Go, and two of the things, the big themes for that night, we're going to be shutting down Jordan McRae. You look what he's done in the first half, and the Windy City Bulls have done a great job against him on defense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Jordan McRae so far in the first half, we were all very petrified of him coming into this game tonight. So far in the first half, 3 for 9 from the field, 6 points, minus 10 plus minus differential out there on the court. Very uncharacteristic of McRae. So, I mean, even just to get to a season-high average of 27 a game, he's going to have to manage to find a way to drop 21 points around the Bulls in the second half.
He also got into a little bit of foul trouble there early in the second period. So that really, he only had 15 minutes in the first half. I'm interested to see how involved and aggressive he is coming out in the second half. But one thing, too, we mentioned the battle on the boards, and you see that the Capital City Go-Go have still been pretty aggressive on the offensive glass. They got 7 offensive boards in the first period, only 1 in the second quarter.
Yeah, there was this one key play that was going on in the middle of the second quarter where the Capital City Go-Go, and I believe in succession, they were able to claim 3 offensive rebounds where there was a bunch of putbacks, a bunch of tip-ins, and the Bulls were able to, as Ryan mentioned during the broadcast, weather through the storm, and they were unable to create that possession and turn it into points. So, yeah, Derek, a perfect point there. Is that limiting the Capital City Go-Go from creating second point chances is going to be huge going forward.
Bulls 10 of 14 from distance. On the season, they were actually ranked 21st, only knocking down 32% of their threes on the season. So I understand that logic says that they're not going to be able to keep up at this pace, but why not ride the wave?
Exactly, that's what they're going to have to do. And that person that's going to be leading the wave is the man bringing the ball up the court, or originally was bringing the ball up the court as play is stopped, is Walter Lemon.
We have a little bit of an early whistle here, as maybe there's an issue with the operating clock. But, yeah, we mentioned Walt Lemon Jr., how his ability to be able to facilitate and really be able to distribute to the other players on the offense, it seems to be having such a big impact on the Windy City Bulls.
You and I were talking about this during the break, Derek, is there you go, Jakar Sampson putting in a layup off the board, is that Walt Lemon here is doing a great job of driving inside and kicking it out to the guys on the wings and creating open shots. You know, creating it, which is why they're shooting 71% from the field, is really been a huge reason why for that.
Here's McRae with 12 on the shot clock. Bulls on top, 65-46. And that's Chioza working on Octius. He's going to drive and go with the layup, and he gets the soft touch and the finish there for the Capital City Go-Go.
Really don't want to see Chris Chioza here get started here in the second half. Only had 2 points in the first half, so really don't want to see him get started at all.
Bulls on top, 65-48, 17-point lead. We're just about to hit the 11-minute mark, as that is Sampson working on Poirier. And there's going to be a foul as he tries to go to the other side of the basket, going baseline.
We mentioned right back coming into this, Derek, is that early foul trouble is going to be a huge thing to be looking forward to here for the Capital City Go-Go, as well as the Windy City Bulls, as that'll be the first foul of the half for the Capital City Go-Go.
That's 3 on Poirier. And Sampson, Jakar Sampson's been fantastic ever since returning from injury, been the leading scorer for the Windy City Bulls during this four-game stretch in his return. Now, that's actually 10 points on the night for Jakar Sampson. Gotta love his game.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually talked to Coach Henry yesterday after their win against the Canton Charge and Jakar Sampson as well. And Sampson believes that last night's victory against the Charge at home could possibly create a momentum builder coming into this game here and when they go off to Vegas after this. And as you can clearly see, it's what's going on so far.
Poirier from McCray finishes at the rack as Sampson does knock down both free throws. So Bulls lead 67-50 as Walt Lemon Jr. wastes no time. Beautiful finger roll finish with the right hand.
Great athleticism there by Walt Lemon.
69-50, Bulls on top, 10:35 remaining. Here's Akaro White, kicks it over to Brown Jr. Brown Jr., the first round pick for the Washington Wizards. He dumps it over to McCray. McCray fires for three. Yes, sir. Jordan McCray can't expect to keep him down. Nice three-pointer to get things started for him.
Beautiful isolation three there by Jordan McCray on the corner.
69-53. Bulls have the lead here with 10-10 remaining in the third quarter. C.J. Fair at the top of the key with 9 on the shot clock. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. He's going to go ahead and drop it to Fair. Fair with the left hand. He's off the mark, but hacked on the way up. We're going to have to see who that goes against. And that looks like it's going to be against McCray,
I believe it is. Yeah, you see Chioza there. He was almost confused there on the handoff. He was driving to the hoop.
Yeah, that's 4 on Jordan McCray. It's going to be an interesting decision here whether Christian wants to go ahead and keep him in tonight's contest. He is. He's going to go ahead and keep McCray in the game with 4 fouls as Fair knocks down the first of 2 free throws. Here is his second offering. Knocks down both. Bulls lead 71-53. I would keep going at Jordan McCray if you're going to keep him in with 4 fouls this early in the third period.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just taking advantage of that matchup against Jordan McCray. It's going to be hard for Octius to drive inside against him, but yeah, you have no choice but to try to get McCray out of this game.
McCray's pass knocked out of bounds by Walt Lemon Jr. There's 14 on the shot clock. 9:50 remaining in the third quarter. 71-53. Bulls on top. 12 on the shot clock. Here's Akaro White working on C.J. Fair. Goes to the left hand. Nice finish from the Florida State product.
Beautiful move there from White. And that is something that they're starting to do a lot of here, starting to stay away from the three ball and starting to drive and focus more on playing inside.
16-point lead for the Bulls, 71-55. 9:32 remaining. Here's Mulder. Drops it down to Jakar Sampson with 10 on the shot clock. He's working on Brown Jr. Spin move. Drops it to Walt Lemon Jr. Jr. tries a wild pass. Kicks it over to Octius. And that is saved by Octius, then a tipped pass by McCray. Bulls retain possession, 2 on the shot clock.
It's an interesting thought process there by Walt Lemon Jr. driving inside, as we both mentioned, and then just kicking it out way far out left. And it was a very nice save there by Octius just to keep this possession alive.
Bulls are going to have to get off a quick shot here as it appears Octius is going to inbound with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Lemon Jr. Turnaround, fader, no good off the front iron. Handled is the rebound by White. Here's Chioza, kicks it over to McCray. Jordan McCray, fancy little pass over to White. Back to McCray. McCray working on Octius. Two-man game between him and White. McCray ISO'd up on C.J. Fair. Crossover, jumper, no good. Rebound handled by Mulder.
You can see that they're starting to look for McCray more and more to try to get him involved in the offense.
9 minutes, just under the 9-minute mark here in the third period. 71-55, Bulls on top. Double on Sampson down on the post. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. working on Akaro White. Drops it down to Octius in the corner. Octius down the baseline. Didn't like what he sees. Kicks it back out. 4 on the shot clock to Lemon Jr. Spins to the left hand. No good. Rebound by White. White brings it across midcourt. Bulls on top. 71-55. Here's Chioza. Chioza drops it to Poirier. Poirier around a surrounding sea of red defenders, and he still finishes. He's got a chance for one more.
That was a big boy bucket there from Daniel Poirier, just scoring his second basket of the game. Not really a part of the offense here for the Capital City Go-Go, but it'll be interesting to see if they can possibly try to get him more involved to see if they can cut down this deficit.
Poirier's got great size and length and showing a ton of strength there, finishing with 2 Bulls defenders draped on him. And he converts on the 3-point play. Bulls' lead shrinks to 13 as they lead 71-58 with 8:22 remaining in the third quarter. Here's John Octius with 16 on the shot clock. Right foul line extended. Octius kicks it over to Mulder. Mulder from a couple feet behind the three-point line. That's what happens when you got the stroke going.
And Michael Mulder night continues here at the Sears Center as Mulder converts on his, I believe, his fifth three-pointer tonight.
5 3-pointers, 20 as he leads all scorers. Bulls on top, 74-58. Here's Poirier, puts the ball on the ground. Chioza thinks about a three, working on C.J. Fair. 10 on the shot clock, goes up with the left hand, no good. Good contest there from Jakar Sampson. C.J. Fair brings it across half court. Fair with the left hand, great finish. Coast to coast goes C.J. Fair, and Christian does not like what he sees. He calls a timeout. Bulls on top, 76-58 with 7 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the third quarter as you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportstownChicago.com.
Welcome back to Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates. Windy City Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go, 76-58 as you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill. Rob, we talked about ball movement. Walt Lemon Jr. is one of the catalysts for the reason the ball seems to be finding the open man all game tonight.
Catalyst is the perfect word to describe him, Derek, as he has done everything here tonight for this Windy City Bulls team, as he's been driving inside using athleticism to get to the hoop and convert on buckets, and then also setting up for his teammates around him out on the perimeter.
They're doing a pretty good job corralling Jordan McRae. He did hit a three to start things off, but he picked up his fourth foul. Now Christian's going to go ahead and keep him on the court with four fouls. They need his offense to get back in this.
We're going to see how that plays out here and see if they're going to try to get McRae more to the line.
Speaking of McRae, he goes right to the rack. Carl White crashing the offensive glass. He couldn't finish on the tip. Rebound handled by C.J. Fair.
Great job by Fair there to corral that rebound and not let Carl White grab that offensive rebound. His offensive rebounding was another huge thing that we talked about, Derek, throughout this ballgame.
Bulls on top, 76-58. Just over 7 minutes remaining. Here's Sampson going right at Brown Jr. and can't finish off the spinning layup.
Beautiful move there by Jakar Sampson. I mean, get yourself a four. We've said it repeatedly in this broadcast. They can have nice little moves like that inside.
Rebound is handled by Devin Robinson. Here's Brown Jr. He's going to kick it over to Akaro White. That pass is tipped. And look at the effort from Michael Mulder. He's leading all scorers, but he's on the ground with 20 points.
Michael Mulder's trying to create his own little MVP case here tonight, just showing energy on both sides of the floor and just playing a flawless basketball game up to this point.
We mentioned that Michael Mulder was actually the top scorer in the November 9th matchup as Okaro White fires for three, no good. But there's going to be a foul on the rebound, loose ball foul on John Octius.
So what you're trying to tell me is that Mulder had this game circled on his calendar for a while now.
He's ready for it. He's actually, you know, with no Raleigh Alkins tonight, really a great opportunity for Mulder's role to grow. And he's really no hesitation in his game tonight.
It's a perfect point. Mulder, just capitalizing on the opportunities that Coach Henry is giving them, but also John Octius as well, as he's starting in place for Raleigh Alkins, as he's done a very good job in his role as well.
Here is the inbound to Chioza. 11 on the shot clock, kicks it over to Brown Jr. and another loose ball foul. This one's going to go on Walt Lemon Jr. A couple of whistles here early on the Windy City Bulls. That may be the third team foul here with 6 minutes and 39 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Windy City Bulls currently holding a game-high 18-point lead over the Capital City Go-Go.
Here's Chioza at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Brown Jr. He fires with no hesitation. That one hits the back iron and over the top of the backboard, and that is going to go to the Windy City Bulls.
It's been a huge thing here is that multiple possessions in the Windy City Bulls' end and the Go-Go just have not been able to create any converting chances off of that.
Cap City looking to maybe ratchet up the defensive pressure as Chioza is now challenging Walt Lemon Jr. in the backcourt. Bulls on top, 76-58. Walt Lemon Jr. on the left block. Nice spin move on the post, but they're going to go ahead and say that he wrapped that left arm around. Offensive foul.
Yeah, it's something that that they've called on Walt a few times now tonight, and just on this in general, but I mean they've been calling it on both ends, so really no complaints from any players so far up to this point tonight.
Walt Lemon Jr. hasn't really gotten much going as far as his offensive game, but he is breaking down the defense as the Bulls lead 76-58. Here is Jordan McCray. McCray incredibly aggressive, establishing position on Joe Kilgore, draws the foul.
Excellent position there down by McCray. Nice little move inside as he's going to get to the line for two.
Jordan McCray, the third highest scorer in the NBA G League. He dropped 44 on the Windy City Bulls on November 9th as he knocks down the first free throw. Now, this is almost a packed house here as that first game took place at Cap City. This one here in the Sears Center Arena, the Windy City Bulls have done a great job corralling Jordan McCray so far.
And I'm sure you can hear it on this broadcast. I mean, you can hear the fans really get into this tonight.
Absolutely, as McCray does knock down both free throws. 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Bulls on top, 76-60. As Mulder has possession, kicks it over to Lemon Jr. at the top of the key. Now he got the switch with Akaro White. Lemon Jr. going right at the big man and gets the roll with the left-handed finish.
Beautiful little crossover there from Walt Lemon Jr. on the mismatch against Akaro White. What a great finish.
Lead goes back up to 18. Here's Akaro White for three, and that one goes in and out. Just nothing falling for Akaro White. Rebound is handled by C.J. Fair. Here's Lemon Jr. into the lane. Another switch on Akaro White. He's going one-on-one with him again. Goes baseline. Goes with the left-hand finish yet again. On the ground is Lemon Jr.
Lemon Jr. has been absolutely fearless in back-to-back possessions here against Akaro White. About a 5 to 6 inch advantage, and White has no fear going up against the bigger size White.
Biggest lead of the night for the Windy City Bulls as they're up by 20. 80-60 is the score with 8 on the shot clock. Here is Robinson driving. Great finish by Robinson.
Great Euro step by the big man, Devin Robinson, there as he is trying to stop the bleeding here as now the lead is back up to 18 for the Windy City Bulls.
80-62, the Bulls on top. As you can see, a beautiful pass there from Lemon Jr. Unfortunately, C.J. Fair couldn't handle it.
I mean, with the Windy City Bulls, I mean, they've had a lot of really solid possessions these last couple of times down, and turnovers is not a direction that you want to see the Bulls start to go in.
You can say it's a good turnover. It was a great look there from Lemon Jr. Just a little too hot to handle for C.J. Fair. 14 on the shot clock. Bulls on top, 80-62. Here's Brown Jr. working on Mulder. He's going to go ahead and drive. Spins to the right hand. No good. C.J. Fair with the rebound. Bulls on the break. Up the right sideline goes Walt Lemon Jr. He drops it off to Jakar Sampson. And that one's an offensive foul as Akaro White had established position.
Jakar Sampson is a big human being, and to see he's showing it right there with his aggressive charge inside on Akaro White.
To say Jakar Sampson is a large human being is probably an understatement. I would say, is that not one of the scarier things if you were to sit there and try to take a charge from a gentleman that's, you know, 6'9 plus, probably 240 plus?
Well, the only thing that I can imagine is scarier than that is as we seem to have a game seems to stop here. But if somehow a pass ball seems to come in this direction and you have Jakar Sampson coming at you to try to dive for a loose ball, that is the only thing that I can imagine would be scarier than taking a charge from him.
That's four personal fouls on Jakar Sampson, so he will have to go to the bench as Farrakhan Hall enters the game in a nice pocket pass there from Jordan McCray to Akaro White, who finishes with the left hand. Bulls on top, 80-64.
Nice little dump pass down to the paint for Akaro White. Way too easy of a look for the go-go.
Farrakhan Hall, who just entered the game, brings the ball across midcourt. Here's Walt Lemon Jr., who has been incredibly aggressive here in this third period. That one is blocked by Jordan McCray, and now Brown Jr. leads the break. 4-on-3 situation. McCray, an open three, can't get it to fall. Look at Joe Kilgore come up with the rebound, but he's tied up by Brown Jr.
Seems like Walt Lemon Jr. is still down on the other end of the court, holding his head as he may have come down and hit his head on that end of the play as he fell down trying to go for that layup.
Walt Lemon Jr. has been incredibly aggressive going to the hole, and not exactly a big point guard is Walt Lemon Jr. Got knocked to the ground a couple times in this third quarter, so hopefully he's going to be okay as Thomas Wilder is now going to enter the contest.
Wilder's going to be entering the contest for Walt Lemon Jr., and I believe that move is going to be made regardless as Wilder was waiting over here on the sidelines as we are going to be waiting for the jump ball.
Wilder, first half, 2 points, two turnovers. Here's the jump ball. It's handled by Akaro White with 14 on the shot clock. He's got an isolation against C.J. Fair on the right elbow. Goes to his left hand, and that one is swatted away. C.J. Fair says no-no to the go-go attempt.
Give me that C.J. Fair. What a beautiful block there from Fair. And that's what the Bulls are going to have to start realizing, is that the go-go are going much more inside here in this third quarter.
Here is a quick shot from Jordan McRae with 6 on the shot clock and a big bucket. That one was for 3. Bulls lead by 13.
McRae's having a huge third quarter here, and it's something that you do not want to see continue if you're a Windy City Bulls player.
Bulls on top, 80-67. Jordan McRae starting to heat up. Here's Thomas Wilder in the corner, two-man game. Mulder from a couple feet behind the three-point line. No good. Long rebound handled by Robinson. Here's Chioza running the break. Goes right down the lane, uncontested layup for Chioza.
Beautiful finger roll off the glass there from Chris Chioza.
Here's a 9-0 run for the Capital City Go-Go. The Windy City Bulls on top, 80-69. With 3:07 remaining in the third period, as you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Fans, during NBA Cares, a season of giving, the NBA, its teams, and its players are helping make a difference in the lives of those in need by giving back. Join the NBA and share how you are spreading holiday cheer this year by using the hashtag NBA Cares. To learn more, visit cares.nba.com.
Welcome back, as we are here in the Sears Center Arena. Thank you, Ryan Fahey. I'm Derek Tate here with Rob Hill. Third period has been a little bit up and down. It looked like the Bulls were starting to run away with it, Rob, and now a quick nine points for the Capital City Go-Go, and they're right back in this thing.
Yeah, the Go-Go, what they've been doing so well with the Windy City Bulls is that they're now starting to keep the Bulls more off of the three-point line. We've seen that Mulder try to put up a couple attempts, and he's been absolutely fantastic tonight, but they have limited Mulder to just one three-pointer in this quarter alone, and with the Bulls, they're trying to force the Bulls to go inside more and more.
One other quick thing as well, they're reviewing the Akaro White three-pointer. They're reviewing to see if that is a two or a three, as we now turn it over to our sideline reporter in Trevor Foster. Trevor.
We're back. Coach Henry wants Joe Kilgore to get into McRae's face a little bit more, get him a little bit more uncomfortable, and see if he can't take McRae out of rhythm for the rest of the fourth quarter. Ryan, back to you.
Thank you, Derek.
He didn't address me there, Derek.
I jumped the gun.
Nevertheless, a quick G League scoreboard update. Canton Charge now losing by 2 late to Greensboro, 111-109 with just over a minute to go. And a couple scores that have gone final, a close one in Grand Rapids, but the Westchester Knicks on the road defeat the Drive, 119-117. And in an interconference showdown, it's the East defeating the West, Lakeland over Rio Grande Valley, 118-98.
Like you said, a lot of these scores are either super tight or they're lopsided.
Yeah, you get the Austin Spurs still leading the Iowa Wolves 90-70. A little bit of a closer one here. Fort Wayne leading Oklahoma City 75-64. And then at the end of the third quarter in the Western Conference side of things, you've got Sioux Falls and South Bay, a close one going into the fourth. Sioux Falls up 90-88.
As we try to jump back here, 3:07 remaining in the third quarter, 80-69. Bulls on top. A quick 8 points for Jordan McRae. We mentioned how they did a great job on him in the first half. He's starting to heat up here in the second half.
Jordan McRae now the Capital City Go-Go's leader with points and 14. As we mentioned this entire broadcast, Bulls have got to keep a close eye on him going forward.
And Thomas Wilder brings the ball across half court. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Michael Mulder, puts the ball on the ground. Carl White on him, kicks it over to Wilder. 5 on the shot clock. Here's a quick screen from Farrakhan Hall. Wilder with 1 on the shot clock. And it's no good, but there's a late foul. That's going to go on Chioza. Might have gotten bailed out there a little bit.
Looks like Wilder did get a little bit bailed out there, but using the aggression and using with the calls that the Bulls have gone their way tonight, and then also just creating a shot with only 4 seconds left on the shot clock, he was alone there on the top of the key and made something out of it.
Notice that he had nothing really going there. He had to go iso ball as he knocks down the first of 2 free throws. Bulls on top, 81-68. It's his first go to the line. He actually had 8 points last night, which was the highest that he's had in the last 5 outings.
It's a perfect point. I mean, he was a huge spark plug for the Bulls last night in their winning effort against the Charge. Him and Kaiser Gates were their two biggest contributors off the bench, both with 8 and 11 points.
82-68. Bulls on top as Wilder knocks down both free throws. Here's Chioza working on Wilder, kicks it over to Robinson for 3. off the front iron, but Akara White comes up with a big offensive board, goes up and finishes. Akara White, what a move as he's big, strong move down there, going through two Windy City Bulls for the finish.
I can't blame you if you're at a loss of words there for the moves that Akara White just put on two Windy City Bulls defenders down there in the paint, getting the offensive rebound, and then finding a way to put the ball back up and possibly here convert an and-one situation. Big bucket here coming for the Capital City Go-Go.
Akara White now has 11 after converting on the free throw. I actually called Akara White a high school football game for him in Clearwater, Florida. He was a two-sport star at Clearwater High School in Pinellas County, Florida. Bulls on top, 82-71, with just over 2 minutes remaining. Here's Michael Mulder for three, off the mark, but great crashing of the boards there by Farrakhan Hall, but rejected by Akara White. Here's Gioza on the break. He slows it down as it was even numbers, two on two on the fast break. 82-71, here's a nice pocket pass to Akara White, but they're gonna call Mulder on the block, and he's gonna go to the line to shoot two.
You're starting to see what Chris Chioza is doing in this half, what Walt Lemon Jr., there we go, was starting to do a lot in the first half, setting a lot of pick and roll opportunities and getting his team involved, something that Chioza is very good at doing.
Akara White just converted on a three-point play opportunity. He's got 11, looking for number 12 right here. He's off the front iron. First free throw is no good. They do seem to be getting on the offensive glass like they were in the first quarter, Rob.
Yeah, it seems like it. Putting Akara White here on the line, definitely not one of his main specialties, but overall as a team, the Capital City Go-Go came in tonight third in the G League in free throw percentage.
White hits one of two. Bulls lead by 10, 82-72, 150 remaining in the third quarter. Here's Wilder working on Brown Jr., kicks it over to Joe Kilgore for three. Yes, sir, corner three falls for Joe Kilgore.
Welcome back into the game, Joe Kilgore. Now 14 points off the bench for the Bulls.
13-point lead for the Bulls, 85-72, 130 remaining in the third quarter. Here's Chioza with the mismatch on Farrakhan Hall. Beautiful finish from the University of Florida product.
A great blow by there by Chris Chioza as he comes back and checks his elbow and just shrugs it off as he's happy about that bucket there on Farrakhan Hall.
85-74, Bulls on top. 1:15 remaining here in the third quarter. Wilder waiting for a screen from Farrakhan Hall. He's got the mismatch now with Akara White. He goes straight up, can't finish. Rebound Chioza. Chioza on the break. Bulls up by 11, drops it off to Jordan McCray. McCray with no finish. He wants a foul. He's not going to get one. C.J. Fair with the rebound. Fair brings it across midcourt. Drops it off to Thomas Wilder. Wilder back over to Fair at the top of the key. Pace slows down a little bit. Here's Cho Kilgore as he's working on Robinson. Fair drops it over to Farrakhan Hall on the right block against Jordan McCray, and McCray avoids his fifth foul. They call an offensive foul on Farrakhan Hall.
That is a huge, huge foul there on Jordan McCray. I mean, of his fifth overall on the game, and that is going to be a huge thing with 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
They called an offensive foul there on Farrakhan Hall. That is his fifth. So either way, that was a matchup of two guys with four fouls up to this point, and the call did not go the way of the Windy City Bulls as they still hold on to an 11-point lead here. With 37 seconds remaining in the third quarter, 85-74. Chioza, high screen and roll. He's got the switch with Gates, and that shot is just a little off the mark. It almost hits the shot clock.
Instead of hitting it off the window, it went up and out of the window.
Could that shot have had any more arc on it too?
You talk about having an extreme floater. Chris Chioza just displayed one right there.
A rainbow that didn't find gold on the other end. 19 seconds on the shot clock, 3 second difference. Bulls lead 85-74. Here's Thomas Wilder. He's gonna go ahead and take this as far down as he can and try to milk this possession and give very little time for the Capital City Go-Go. Here is 3 seconds on the shot clock. CJ Fair rolls to the baseline with a fadeaway jumper. No good, handled by Chioza as he fires it across midcourt. No good. And that'll bring us to the end of the third period here at Sears Center Arena. Windy City Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go, 85-74, as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on sportstownchicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here as we head to the fourth quarter in the action between the Capital City Go-Go and the Windy City Bulls. Bulls on top, 85-74. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill. A little bit of a tale of two different halves of that quarter as the Bulls led by as many as 20, but the lead is only 11, as we did see. Finally, Jordan McRae got it going on offense.
Absolutely. McRae was the big difference in the third quarter there for the Windy City Go-Go. As the Go-Go outscored the Windy City Bulls 28-22 there in that third quarter, so that is going to be a point of emphasis here, and to see what head coach Christian will do for the Windy City, the Capital City Go-Go heading into the fourth quarter.
Windy City Bulls are still shooting well from downtown. Mulder has added a couple more threes in the third period. Still shooting 66%, 12 of 18 from distance. 10 offensive rebounds. Got to keep the Capital City Go-Go off the glass. They are one of the best rebounding teams in the G League. Howard has entered the game, as has Dunham for the Capital City Go-Go. 10 on the shot clock as they trail by 11, 85-74. Here is 6 on the shot clock. Fired up is a 3 from Ty Kenley that is off the mark. Rebound handled by Thomas Wilder. Wilder goes right at Howard and finishes with the right hand.
Great energy there from Thomas Wilder there. It's a nice save pass. It's a nice save turnover there from Kilgore.
Steal from Joe Kilgore. Bulls lead 87-74 as Kaiser Gates loses the handle. And that's going to be a turnover right back to the Capital City Go-Go.
Kaiser Gates there lost the handle on and tried to tip it over to the wing to John Octius.
Here's Keyshawn Howard. Howard's first half, he has 5 points. As he brings it across midcourt, he's playing the two-man game with a Carl White. White trying to establish position on Thomas Wilder. Wilder admits to a little bit of a hold there on a Carl White.
One thing that'll be interesting to see here for the Capital City Go-Go going forward here, Derek, is if they're going to stay to the same success that they had in the third quarter. They're driving in a lot more, not relying on the three ball, as that ball is boomed, is almost out of the Sears Center here in Hoffman Estates.
A little bit of soccer, just a little touch with the foot.
Fortunately not allowed here, at least on this court.
Kick ball on John Octius trying to get his hand or foot on the inbound pass, but here's Robinson with 12 on the shot clock. Kick drops it off to Dunham. Dunham over to Ty Kenley. Kenley drops it over. Kenley's pass deflected. He handles it, drops it over to Robinson with 3 on the shot clock. Off the mark. Thomas Wilder with the rebound. He's going to go ahead and bring it across midcourt as the Bulls lead 87-74. 10:40 remaining in the third quarter.
0 for 2 for the Go-Go to start out here from three-point range in this quarter. If they continue this, they really got to start going back inside.
Fair drops it off to Kaiser Gates with 6 on the shot clock. A little bit of miscommunication, 2 on the shot clock. Wilder has to fire from way downtown, and he misses everything, and that's a shot clock violation.
As it's Thomas Wilder, they're leaning forward, taking that three-point shot. Knew that he really could not get a good shot off there, trying his best to draw some contact there.
You want to see the Bulls, as we mentioned, Walt Lemon Jr. is kind of the driving force. When he gets into the lane, he creates havoc on the defense, which allows the Bulls to really swing the ball. Right now, we see the Bulls' offense gotten a little bit stale, just kind of settling for passes around the perimeter.
Clearly, Thomas Wilder, with his skills as a point guard, or as making plays and moving the ball around the court, are not as great as Lemons are, and it's starting to show here.
Bulls on top, 87-74, and a steal there from C.J. Fair. Thomas Wilder will go ahead and bring it across half court with, we're just about to hit the 10-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Bulls on top, 87-74. 11 on the shot clock, C.J. Fair drops it off. Kaiser Gates, stop, pop, and drop for Kaiser Gates from downtown.
Nothing but net hits the bottom of that for Kaiser Gates as he's going to try to get it going here in the fourth quarter.
Gates from downtown extends the Bulls' lead to 16-90-74. And there is a travel on Ty Kenley. It may be coming unraveled here for the Cap City Go-Go.
That's what you're going to have to try to do your best if you're the Windy City Bulls defenders, as if they have a lot of their bench players out there right now, just to try to bring out a lot of energy and create a lot of turnovers on the Capital City Go-Go.
That's 9 points for Kaiser Gates. He looks to add three more off the front of the rim. Handled is the rebound by Robinson, and he's going to go ahead and take it across midcourt. He's going right at Kaiser Gates, drops it back to Howard. Over to Dunham, he fakes the three, pulls up at the free throw line, and knocks it down.
You can see why Kellen Dunham is such a fantastic shooter here in the NBA G League.
Dunham uses his three-point prowess to get Kaiser Gates up in the air and then pulls up for the easy jumper. 90-76, Bulls on top. 9 minute mark, John Octius for three, and that one hits the front of the iron. No good. Bulls, his lead is 14. Here's Jordan McRae, who had a great third period working on C.J. Fair. Drops it over to Pishon Howard, who's working on Kaiser Gates. Tries to go up with the left hand, no good. Ball is still alive, tipped away there from Robinson. And then there's a foul. It looks like it's going to be going on Thomas Wilder.
Wilder, yeah, it seems that on the offensive rebound there, Wilder ended up whacking. I believe that is, I want to say Kenley driving inside, recuperating that offensive rebound. As now we're going to be having a inbounds play here for the Capital City Go-Go.
We're already having trouble keeping the Capital City Go-Go off the glass. 11 offensive rebounds on the night. They gave up 16 in their November 9th loss. This game is far from over as the Bulls lead 90-76. Jordan McRae goes up and gets it to fall. Goes up for the jumper, hit on the elbow. He's got a chance for one more.
McRae enters the game, and as per usual, he causes havoc for defenses, and he goes up for the and-one opportunity here.
Jordan McRae, after only 6 points in the first half, he has heated up. He's got 9, 15 on the game as he adds, or tried to add one more. He misses the free throw as the Bulls' lead stays at 12, 90-78 with 8:36 remaining. Jakar Sampson re-enters the game, goes right to the rack, and that is the fifth foul on Jakar Sampson. He's seen back-to-back offensive fouls on back-to-back possessions since he came right back in the game.
Jakar Sampson, as you could see, his displeasure here on the court, not agreeing with refs whatsoever on multiple calls here tonight. And like you just said, Derek, two back-to-back offensive foul calls against Sampson.
Charlie Henry doesn't like what he sees. He takes a timeout, and we'll take one as well. Bulls on top, 90-78, as you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
The Scream Team has the Sears Center Arena rocking with a full crowd tonight here on this Saturday evening as the Bulls lead 90-78 over the Capital City Go-Go with 8 minutes and 32 seconds remaining in tonight's contest. You are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill. this game feels as if the Capital City Go-Go are just kind of hanging around, Rob.
They're just chipping and prying away slowly but surely, and the Windy City Bulls cannot just seem to find a way to put them away, and that the biggest reason for that being the leading scorer for the Capital City Go-Go being Jordan McRae.
Jordan McRae has gotten it going. He's now got 15 in tonight's contest. He had 7 in the third period. Now he has 2 and missed his free throw, but we don't like seeing Jordan McRae getting it going to the basket. He's also been dropping it off to a Carl White. And not the Go-Go are absolutely crashing the boards incredibly aggressively.
Yeah, the aggressiveness is surely starting to feel. I'm sure by some tired legs out there by the Windy City Bulls players. They had their bench in towards the end of the third and the beginning of this fourth up to this point. But speaking of the bench, that's been the biggest difference so far in this game is that the Windy City Bulls bench has been outscoring the Capital City Go-Go's bench 37-21.
Here we have a jump ball with the Bulls on top, 90-78, 8:32 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's going to be Jakar Sampson and, versus Poirier.
Not meaning to cut you off there, but they were correcting a foul. So Sampson is now corrected at 4 personal fouls now here so far in this game.
It's a big plus there for the Windy City Bulls. Jakar Sampson, one of the best offensive weapons in the arsenal for the Bulls. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Kaiser Gates, fires for 3, and that's just off the front of the rim. Pishon Howard handles the rebound. 90-78, Howard a little bit wild on the drive. Poirier cuts to the basket. He's wide open, and that one is stripped by John Octius, and that's going to be a turnover. Nice collapsing defense from the Windy City Bulls. 90-78. Here's Thomas Wilder into the teeth of the Go-Go defense. He kicks it back out to John Octius to reset. 14 on the shot clock. Here's Jakar Sampson aggressively going at this Go-Go defense. Joe Kilgore in the corner for 3. No good. Rebound handled by Poirier and knocked out of bounds by Sampson.
Jakar Sampson, really no regard for human life there as he just bulldozes his way inside there and tries to find a open Kaiser Gates there out on the wing, but unfortunately cannot convert.
He will not be shy, even though he's seen a couple charge fouls go not his way, to be honest. So Jakar Sampson staying aggressive, though.
Yeah, just like what Ryan mentioned, now that he's down to 4 personal fouls here on the game, it's going to be a huge key for the Bulls' 12-point lead here with about 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Bulls lead 90-78, and here's a turnover from Dunham. Steal by Kaiser Gates. Thomas Wilder is going to go ahead and bring this one across midcourt. 7:27 remaining in the fourth period. Here's Jakar Sampson, kicks it over to Kaiser Gates. Gates goes, splits the defense, and 1. It's going to count. And the foul on Howard.
Beautiful finger roll there from Kaiser Gates as he drives inside, splits through the defenders, and is going to try to convert an and-one opportunity here as we have a couple changes as Michael Mulder and Walt Lemon Jr. enter back into the game.
Kaiser Gates not normally known for his dribble penetration, but he does split Pishon Howard and Jordan McRae on his way to the basket. Great finish.
Yeah, perfect point there. I mean, saying that that they weren't really expecting, I guess you could say, Kaiser Gates to do a dribble drive move inside to get to the hoop. Gates, more known as a catch-and-shoot guy, as we've seen, chucking up threes for a huge part of this game.
Chucking up threes, knocking him down at a pretty good rate, though, over the last two games as he does not convert on a three-point play opportunity. Bulls lead 92-78, 7:14 remaining. There's another whistle. This one, it does look like it's going to go on Jakar Sampson. I'm going to go ahead and make sure of that because that would be his fifth. That would be a big foul for Jakar Sampson. C.J. Fair re-enters the game.
They should just call that an out-of-bounds play, so we just continue on. No foul.
Oh, my apologies. Thank you for the clarification there, Mr. Fahey. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Jordan McRae, and he turns it over. Here goes Walt Lemon Jr. He's outnumbered as he drops it off to Michael Mulder, and that one is tipped away from Brown Jr. Pishon Howard fires for 3. That's a big 3, and the lead is now down to 11, 92-81. Bulls on top.
Yeah, I mean, at first it looked like a beautiful possession there by Walt Lemon Jr. with the steal, trying to convert it into a three-pointer for a wide-open Michael Mulder, but he regained his dribble, took that one extra dribble, and then that completely lost his dribble, and that eventually turned into a turnover for the Windy City Bulls. And now, like you said, the deficit is only at 11.
6:40 remaining in tonight's contest. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. dropping it down to Jakar Sampson, who's doubled immediately, but he's still going to go up with the right baby jump hook. And a great follow from C.J. Fair.
Beautiful tip up there from C.J. Fair. We've seen that tonight from him on the boards. That's been the biggest man for the on the boards for the Bulls tonight is C.J. Fair.
94-81, Bulls on top. And here's Poirier working on the block against Jakar Sampson. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out, and that pass is tipped by C.J. Fair, handled by Chioza. Chioza kicks it over to Jordan McRae for three. No good. Rebound handled by Walt Lemon Jr.
Wide open look from Jordan McRae. Shocking miss there from Jordan McRae with the way he's been shooting here in the second half. Let's see if the Bulls can take advantage of it.
Just under 6 minutes remaining. 13-point lead, 94-81 for the Windy City Bulls. There's Walt Lemon Jr. who pulls up from the top of the key. No good on the jumper. And here come the Capital City Go-Go. Brown Jr. looks like he's going to step into a three and stripped by C.J. Fair. Great defense. Here's the turnover. Fair running the break. Kicks it over to Mulder in the corner. Thinks about it. Drops it right back down to C.J. Fair. Fair thinks about it. He kicks it back out and a reset for Lemon Jr. Over to Jakar Sampson. Great vision there from Lemon Jr.
Golden State Warriors S basketball there. Passing up the good shot for the great shot there by the Windy City Bulls. Jakar Sampson getting a nice little up and under there to give the Windy City Bulls a 15-point lead here.
96-81. Windy City Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. Financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena. This place is rocking. The Scream Team has the noise signs out as the Bulls lead 96-81 over the Capital City Go-Go. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Rob Hill. You are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network with 5:18 remaining. We're already underway here. Chioza with 14 on the shot clock. 15-point deficit for the Go-Go. Drops it down to Robinson. Robinson with the right hand and finish. Florida to Florida connection again here for the second time tonight.
You can really see the aggression down there by Devin Robinson putting up a nice little shot there to see if the Go-Go can chip away. But now they're going to have to get it done here on the defensive end if they think about coming back and grabbing a win here against the Bulls.
Bulls up by 13, 96-83 with just under 5 minutes remaining in tonight's contest. Here's C.J. Fair with four on the shot clock. And he is stripped. Octius recovers it. That's going to be a shot clock violation. Bad, bad possession there to kind of get things going down the stretch.
Now with Charlie Henley drew up, they're coming out of the break for sure.
Here's Chioza over to Robinson. Robinson thinks about a three. He goes baseline and kicks it out to Chioza. Dangerous pass. Here's 18 on the shot clock. Chioza working on Walt Lemon Jr. Here's a screen from Makaro White. Great penetration from Chioza, finishes with the right hand.
I'm having a hard time figuring out why Devin Robinson passed up that wide open three there in the corner that Chioza set him out for, but I guess Chioza wanted to do it himself. That he said, if you don't want to take the shot, I'll do it myself. Dries it up and then off the glass there.
Chioza cuts the lead to 11, 96-85, Bulls on top. Here is John Octius with eight on the shot clock. Just above 4 minutes remaining. He's going to go at Akara White. Steps into a three. John Octius doesn't knock it down. Long rebound handled by Jordan McRae. 11-point lead for the Bulls. 96-85. And we're under the four-minute mark now. Here goes Brown Jr. going at Michael Mulder. And he gets the whistle. Got into his body, says one of the referees. And Brown Jr. is going to go to the line.
It's going to be a huge thing to see here as now the Capital City Go-Go coming back here out of the timeout. That was called there on a little bit of a run here. They're 4-0 since coming out of the timeout. Now they are 5-0 here to see if what the Winning City Bulls can do to prevent this from getting any worse.
Third personal foul on Michael Mulder. That's 12 points. Looking for number 13 is Troy Brown Jr. 10-point lead. This Sears Center Arena is starting to rock. Brown Jr. does knock down both. 9-point lead now for the Windy City Bulls. 96-87, Bulls on top. And Charlie Henry wants to talk it over as the Bulls lead 96-87 with 3:45 remaining in tonight's contest. Here's Ryan Fahey.
Yeah, I got some other G League scores here as they're going to be tossing some more T-shirts out of the crowd. So, gentlemen, heads up out on the floor. Austin Spurs have a 108-95 lead in the fourth quarter in their contest over in the state of Texas. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants on the road, 105-83. Final 4 minutes in that one against the Oklahoma City Blue. Close one in the West Coast, South Bay with a 121-116 lead with just over a minute to go. And getting towards the end of the first half, it's the Stockton Kings with a 63-45 lead over the Salt Lake City Stars. And tipping off in just about 10 minutes from now, it's the Erie BayHawks in Santa Cruz to take on the Warriors.
Late tip over there, and we are coming back. 30-second timeout by Charlie Henry. Bulls on top, 96-87. A little bit of a run here. It's now into single digits for the first time in the second half.
Yeah, it's starting to look a little bit scary here for some Windy City Bulls players here. Chris Chios is going to be a guy that the Bulls really got a key on in here down the stretch.
Walt Lemon Jr. re-enters the game. 17 on the shot clock. Bulls up by 9. Walt Lemon Jr., great finish with the right hand. That's how you get things going out of the timeout.
MVP of the second half here, Walt Lemon Jr., having a fantastic second half here as he continues when he comes back into the game.
Lead swells back to 11. Here's Chioza going with the right hand finish and the follow by Akaro White. Another offensive rebound. That's 12 on the night. Bulls lead 98-89.
Offensive rebound king tonight. Akaro White with a nice little putback there as the go-go will not go away.
Here's Jakar Sampson working on Akaro White. And he takes a shot and makes it with 19 on the shot clock. Bulls have hit the 100-point mark. They lead by 11, 189.
I think that means that all of us get Big Macs. Isn't that right, Derek?
I would hope so. There is Robinson. He finishes and the foul. Robinson has a chance now to cut the lead to 8.
This is a tick-and-tag, back-and-forth matchup that we have going on here. Both teams coming out of the timeout from Charlie Henry, going back and forth with each other. It's like I keep saying, the go-go will not go away.
Well, we get those the hot Taki chips that we got last night, Derek. So that's what we're getting more of tonight.
I like that. Here is Robinson at the foul line. And his free throw is no good, so the lead stays at 9. Bulls on top, 191.
It's those little things like converting late-game free throws that might end up killing you, especially in a game that might end up close.
Here's Walt Lemon Jr. He gets by Chioza and finishes with the right hand. They can't keep him out of the paint.
Just blew right by him. It was just a breeze just going by Chris Chioza there as Walt Lemon Jr. with the nice drive.
Bulls on top by 11, 102-91. Chioza thinks about a three. They're now going underneath the screen. Akaro White, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound by Walt Lemon Jr.
Lemon Jr., like I keep saying, has had a fantastic half here. And it's going to try to take Chioza here one-on-one here.
Walt Lemon Jr. with 14 on the shot clock. He's going to fire for three, and that one is no good. Jakar Sampson gets a hand on it, but the rebound is handled by Brown Jr. 11-point lead for the Windy City Bulls. Brown Jr. dribbles down into the paint. Here's Chioza working on John Octius. Step back, pull up, jumper, no good. And here's Michael Mulder who handles the rebound. Got the feet tangled on the other end, did Walt Lemon Jr. and Robinson. Bulls lead 102-91, under 2 minutes remaining now, 150 and counting.
Bulls are going to have to find a way here to get some, knock down some clock and then find a way to get up a good shot.
C.J. Fair against Akaro White on the baseline with 5 on the shot clock. Fair goes aggressively and a hard foul and a scuffle as Fair and Robinson get into it. Whistles all over the place, and we're probably going to see a technical foul or multiple technical fouls handed out.
You don't see that every day, Derek. You really do not see that every day. It's, yeah, the hard charge there by C.J. Fair breaks out into a scuffle here at the Sears Center.
High foul, it looked like, on Akaro White trying to go after the ball. I mean, you understand the hard foul in this situation. Don't give up an easy bucket, but a little bit high on that foul, and things get chippy real quick.
These are grown men out here playing. Testosterone is high. This is a important game for both teams, very competitive. So it seems that they're still chirping here. The Windies now, it looks like the Capital City Go-Go here are chirping a little bit.
So here's what happened. After the foul, Robinson pulled Fair down to the floor. After he came down trying to go up for the shot, Fair took exception to it, and that's how the scuffle was created. It wasn't McCray coming up after what we originally thought. I looked at the replay monitor to my right. It was Robinson who kind of gave the extra shove to the ground, and that's what Fair took exception of, and the officials are going to review that, obviously.
Well, I'm kind of taking exception that Fahey had to actually do a physical reenactment of that on me as I'm sitting next to him, but I do appreciate the breakdown there, Mr. Fahey.
I do it for the fans at home.
There you go. So they are reviewing this. They're going to go ahead and see what altercations are going to be given. Technicals, personal fouls, et cetera, et cetera.
And I'm sure a lot of that has been on the frustrations tonight also of Devin Robinson. Robinson not having exactly a great game up to this point. 4-11 from the field. 9 points overall, just 6 rebounds in the game. So clearly not a terrible night, but not a great night all around for the Capital City Go-Go.
Struggling quite a bit on the offensive end, which can lead to frustration on the defensive end, especially in a game where, look, stakes are high here for the Capital City Go-Go. They're riding a two-game winning streak, and they got to feel like they've been inching and clawing and fighting their way back into this game. So it's frustration starting to get there.
It's like an old-school mentality to try to get back in the game, to try to get your team amped up and everything. But I think Devin Robinson realizes that the clock's about to strike midnight here on this game, as it's going to be a very daunting task to try to come up with an 11-point deficit with a minute 40 left in the game.
The Windy City Bulls are 2-5 here in the Sears Center Arena, looking for their second straight win on the season, right now, and looking for their second straight win here. You got to defend home court, and you feel like the Windy City Bulls have really ratcheted up the defensive effort.
Oh, yeah, and you can hear it. Yeah, you can hear it, absolutely. I mean, just talking about, like, defending home court, you just said, Derek. I mean, looking at all these kinds of things, you can hear the fans and the everything really behind them. But, yeah, like you said, the defense, they're playing hard. They've done that all game. And the Windy City Bulls, before their Canton Charge win last night, when they hold teams to under 100 points, when they allow more than 100 points to their opponents, they're 1-10 overall on the season. So, and they got that win last night against the Canton Charge, holding them to 96 points. And it looks like that might end up being the result tonight as well.
Well, conversely, the Windy City Bulls are 26-7 all-time when holding opponents to under the century mark. So we're right around, hovering around that mark. Certainly, that hasn't been locked up yet, but 102-91 is the score. 140 here in Hoffman Estates at Sears Center Arena. So on the horizon, though, this is important for the Windy City Bulls to get some momentum going. New faces. They didn't have Walt Lemon Jr. in their last matchup on November 9th. They didn't have Jakar Sampson. He was injured and out. So this team looks completely different with these two big pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, adding two huge guys like this, and as well, just another key match. We mentioned this at the top of the broadcast for why John Akias is starting. Riley Alkins was inactive for tonight's game. We'll figure out what's going on him later on. But like you said, coming up, the Windy City Bulls did manage to have a three-game win streak at one point during this season. So now if they end up pulling this out tonight, that'll be two straight wins going into Vegas next week. So it'll be something very key to look on here to see if it could be like a momentum game going forward.
Yeah, we were trying to talk about, too, as we were entering tonight's contest, keeping the Capital City Go-Go off of the offensive glass. They've done that in spurts. I mean, definitely in the fourth quarter here. The first quarter, 7 offensive rebounds, but only 4 since. Even though they have tipped a lot of balls, try to keep possessions alive, but the Bulls have, it's been a collective effort on the boards.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a collective effort on the boards. And, I mean, I cannot stress enough how huge C.J. Fair has been to this game. 17 total rebounds. I mean, 3 on the offensive end, 14 on the defensive end. I mean, he's got a triple-double. I mean, my mistake, a double-double, 14 points, 17 boards. So, I mean, he's been a huge, huge part to this game and a huge reason on why the Go-Go are held under 100 points up to this point.
So we're talking also as one of the big things that I took away from last night's victory, 24 assists, how that ball was moving all over the place. It was seamlessly transferred around from, like you said, good shot to great shot. They have 22 assists tonight. It slowed down a little bit here in the second half, but they're still moving the ball very well.
And that all starts with Walt Lemon Jr. Like you said, the new acquisition to this team, coming from this team from the Fort Wayne Mad Ants last week. So, I mean, he's been a huge driving force to this team already. And that's what the point guard has to do. You have to involve others around you. And he's done that flawlessly up to this point tonight. You and I both, Derek, saw this in the first half with Michael Mulder, I mean, just lighting this building up. And a huge part of that was because of Walt Lemon's playmaking.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Mulder has kind of slowed down here a little bit, but 20 points. I mean, we wanted to see who was going to fill the void with Riley Alkins inactive tonight. And Michael Mulder has really stepped up his game. I mean, he had a great night last night, and he carried that momentum right into tonight's contest.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, just another guy I want to share some love with is Joe Kilgore as well. Oh, we were talking about it earlier that he wasn't active last night due to an injury. And then tonight he's come on, he's dropped 14 points off the bench. And the bench, like I said, currently 39-28 advantage for the Windy City Bulls. So, yeah, just trying to contain the Capital City Go-Go in terms of rebounding. And although they have not done a great job of doing that, it hasn't come back to bite them. And then the bench playing very well again in back-to-back nights has been a huge reason why the Bulls have the lead that they have right now.
On December 19th, that is going to be the next game for the Windy City Bulls as they play the North Arizona Suns. So that's going to be the next one for the Windy City Bulls. On the horizon for the Capital City Go-Go is actually going to be on December 19th as well against Austin. That one's going to be 3:30 tip on NBA TV.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting game to tune into. Unfortunately, you and I will be not there in Austin, Texas to be calling that game.
Okay, so everything's been sorted out. Devin Robinson has been ejected. Technical foul on C.J. Fair. There will be a technical free throw shot for Capital City because of the C.J. Fair technical first. Then Windy City will come the other way to shoot the technical free throws that went against Robinson that led to his ejection. From what I was told, Windy City then after those free throws would come, keep possession with 140 to play.
A lot of action and got to give a big
I got all that right. It was loud in here when I was trying to listen.
That was a mouthful from the wonderful Ryan Fahey, but yeah, no, that's...
And this should be one technical for McCray, and it should be one then down the other way as he makes it. So it should be one now for C.J. Fair, who's going to shoot it, because he was the one that was fouled there from Robinson.
So, as you mentioned, there's going to be a technical here that is going to be taken by C.J. Fair, as Jordan McCray does knock down his technical free throw.
Yes, now the difference here is that it's going to be two, because it was a flagrant two, so you get the two free throws as he misses the first one. That also institutes then that Windy City keeps possession.
Big altercation here. So here's C.J. Fair with his second free throw, and he's going to go ahead and knock that one down. So he goes one of two. Bulls lead stays at 11, 103-92 with 140 remaining in tonight's game. Dunham is going to go ahead and check in. The ever-dangerous Dunham, as we mentioned prior, percentage-wise, leading three-point shooter in the NBA G League. Always got to pay attention to where he is on the court.
You summed it up perfectly there, leading three-point shooter in the G League. And then on top of that, I mean, they're going to try to look for here is to try to jack up some threes and to try to get them back into this game late.
Dunham only with one three-pointer on the night. Here is Walt Lemon Jr. with 20 on the shot clock, 135 remaining, and an 11-point lead for the Windy City Bulls. Howard knocks that one away from Walt Lemon Jr. Here's 12 on the shot clock. Here's Jakar Sampson working on Akaro White. Gets White up in the air. Can't convert as the ball goes in and out. He'll go to the line for two.
Beautiful job by Jakar Sampson once again, fading him instead of this time driving into the paint. As he attempted to drive into the paint, he decided to pull off, and he drew the foul there on a nice little pump fake, and he will go to the line for two.
One thing Jakar Sampson is not is bashful when it comes to shooting, and he's certainly not going to hesitate to take matters into his own hands as he knocks down the first free throw.
Before that Fair and Robinson altercation, if I had to put my money on one guy on this team to possibly get an altercation with the Windy City Bulls, it probably would have been Jakar Sampson. So, yeah, you are very right on that him not being bashful part, Derek.
Here's Jakar Sampson. He knocks down both free throws. He's got 15 on the night. Michael Mulder is the leading scorer for the Windy City Bulls. Score is 105-92. There's going to be a timeout from the head coach, Christian. Official timeout. We're going to stay here, though, as it's 105-92. Windy City Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go, and here comes the Scream Team again. I got to tell you, Rob, I'm kind of getting sick of being shafted by the Scream Team. They don't give any love to the announcer's table.
Clearly not. I mean, it looks like we got a couple finger wagging going on over here, possibly getting some. I mean, maybe we should put up like a target with our hands, perhaps, you know, to signal maybe. Maybe we can have one come over here, but I mean, yeah. What are your overall thoughts? What have the Bulls really done so well here tonight, Derek, in order to create the 13-point lead that they currently have?
I've loved the defensive effort. I really have. I mean, yes, they were lights out from downtown in the first half. You knew that was not going to continue to keep up, and they have cooled down quite a bit, but the defensive effort has been there consistently. They've been, C.J. Fair in particular, has been great on the defensive end, incredibly active hands. Same thing with Thomas Wilder. I've loved the effort that I've seen on the defensive end, which they've struggled late in games, and that's why they've let a couple slip away.
Capital City Go-Go on the game, 41% from the field shooting to the Windy City Bulls, 51%. Huge difference here so far in this game.
105-92, Bulls on top. Here is Brown Jr. going right at Michael Mulder. Finishes with the right hand. Lead is trimmed to 11.
They're going to have to play some full court defense here and to try to see if the Windy City Bulls can knock off as much time as possible here to secure this win.
Bulls on top, 105-94. Walt Lemon Jr., 14 on the shot clock as we hit the one-minute mark. He's working on Dunham. Two-man game with Jakar Sampson. Lemon Jr. with seven on the shot clock. Kicks it over to Octius in the corner. He goes with a left hand, and there's going to be a foul. It looks like it's going to go on Akaro White. Aggressive move there from John Octius. He didn't settle for the contested three.
Beautiful drive there by Octius. And like you said, didn't settle for the contested three. There was no need to. As you can see, now that the Go-Go have entered into the bonus here, their fifth foul, and as Octius will go to the line here, he will try to close out this game.
16 free throws as Octius takes the 17th and misses. So the Bulls' lead stays at 11, 105-94. Aggressive and pretty good free throw shooting from the Bulls tonight, 78% so far. And I say that, and Octius misses both. As the Capital City Go-Go on the Go-Go, Jordan McCray for three, and that brings the lead to single digits, 105-97.
This game is starting to get a little bit more interesting, Derek.
Jakar Sampson is fouled by Dunham in the backcourt, and that is five team fouls on the Capital City Go-Go, so Jakar Sampson will go to the line.
Sampson so far in the night from the line, 3 for 3, so he's going to see if he can continue his perfect night from the free throw line.
15 points. He is second in scoring. There are five or six Windy City Bulls in double figures. Here's Sampson's first offering. That one's good. He'll have another. Bulls' lead is now back up to 9, 106-97 with 44 seconds remaining. What do you want to see down the stretch here to close this game out?
Well, just really quick, I mean, you mentioned that six Bulls players were in double figures, and we're talking about tonight coming in two guys to really keep an eye out for the Go-Go were Chasen Randall and McCray, and both neither of them have lived up to their hype so far.
Sampson knocks down both. Coast to coast goes Jordan McCray. He draws the foul, so he'll go to the line with 39 seconds and a 10-point deficit as the Bulls lead 107-97. Quiet fourth quarter for Jordan McCray. He's only got two here, 15 for the game. He is the leading scorer for the Windy City or Capital City Go-Go. My apologies. As he knocks down the first free throw, lead is down to 9, 107-98. Chioza looking to come in for Dunham. They go off defense for offense on that substitution.
Interesting change here by the head coach for the Capital City Go-Go. His offense is their number one priority right now if you're the Go-Go.
Jordan McCray misses the second free throw, and you're probably going to see an immediate foul, and you do. That one is going to send C.J. Fair to the free throw line.
As this game slowly starts to come down to a close, like you said, Fair going to the line. Fair having a fantastic night, possibly the best night overall for a Windy City Bulls player. We talked about what Mulder did in terms of, you know, his shooting and how great he was in the first half from three. But, I mean, C.J. Fair overall in the night recording a massive double-double so far for the Windy City Bulls.
14-14 up to this point. He can add to his total at the free throw line. Here's C.J. Fair's first offering, and that one's good. There'll be another one. 10-point lead for the Windy City Bulls, 108-98. Pretty nice night from the free throw line for the Windy City Bulls. They normally average 71% from the line. That's 20th in the NBA G League as C.J. Fair knocks down two clutch free throws and a timeout from Christian. That will go ahead. It's a 109-98 lead for the Windy City Bulls. We're going to stay here with you on SportstownChicago.com. What do you want to see? I know you mentioned already you want to see that defense, but if you're the Capital City Go-Go, we'll go ahead and flip the coin here a little bit. Capital City, it seems as if the Windy City Bulls are going to try to keep them off the three-point line. They gave up a pretty easy drive to Jordan McCray. Do you play aggressively on the three-point line and give up the easy twos, or do you fall off a little bit and make them hit the jumpers from distance?
That's exactly what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to play them very tight on the three-point line. You cannot let them, in a way to a certain extent, you have to play tight on the three-point line. You should not want them to possibly, any player, especially you got to keep an eye on Chioza and McCray and guys of those like. You don't want to possibly create a four-point opportunity if you play them too tight on the line. So it'll be an interesting defensive set here for what Coach Henry draws up here.
We'll see what Christian draws up out of the timeout. Here is Jordan McCray. He's not bashful. He fires for three. No good. Rebound goes to John Octius. Kicks it over to Michael Mulder. He is just near the midcourt line. Drops it over to Jakar Sampson. Sampson throws it away to John Octius.
Not exactly the most beautiful way to end a Windy City Bulls win here, but one of the few mistakes tonight by Jakar Sampson.
109-98, 24 seconds remaining in the game. Here's Chioza, kicks it over to Brown Jr. for three. He knocks that down. The score is now 109-101.
Beautiful stroke there from the first-round pick, Troy Brown Jr.
And a steal from Chioza, and an immediate three. That one's off the side of the backboard, handled by Jakar Sampson. And it appears that they're going to be, and now the Capital City Go-Go will go ahead and foul Jakar Sampson, which will send him to the line.
See, it's a situation like this where it doesn't really seem to make too much sense to me. I mean, you're down by eight. There's 11 seconds left in the game. I understand you're trying to get the ball back, but, I mean, I've seen miracles happen before, but this certainly is not going to be one of them, Derek.
Well, I would say that miracle almost was kind of on its way there as Chioza stole the inbound pass, and if he knocks down that three, we have a five-point ball game, which is a little bit different, but now we have Jakar Sampson at the line. He knocks down the first free throw. The lead swells back to nine as the Windy City Bulls lead 110-101, and 11 seconds remaining.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Chioza there stealing the ball there off the inbound and taking a shot from the wing there and hitting it off the side of the backboard, creating probably the two most ugliest shots that we've seen tonight in this contest.
And here's Jakar Sampson. He knocks down both free throws. He's now got 18 on the night to go along with only two rebounds. He got into personal foul trouble. He's got five fouls on the night. So the fact that he's been able to get in here in the fourth quarter and really have an impact is a positive thing. That's Brown Jr. off the inbound, knocks down the jumper, 111-103 with 8 seconds remaining, and they're going to go ahead and let this one run out, Rob.
Coach Christensen's probably wondering from the last shot there from Brown Jr., where was that in the first half?
Exactly. The Windy City Bulls pick up their second straight win and their third win here in the Sears Center Arena. They improve to 7-12 on the season as the Capital City Go-Go drop to 6-7. The Windy City Bulls on top of the Capital City Go-Go, 111-103, Rob.
What a fantastic overall game by the Windy City Bulls. They played well on both ends. They were incredibly hot from the three-point line in the first half, and they decided to sway away from that and really focus and put more pressure on the defense in the second half. So a tale of two halves, and both of them were very good.
And here we are. It looks like we're going to have C.J. Fair going to join us here in just a moment. And the Windy City Bulls pick up their second straight win. You got to like this. This is actually the second time that they have started a win streak on a back-to-back.
Yeah, I know. It's something extremely impressive. We talk about back-to-backs all the time in the NBA or the NBA G League, whatever it might be. I'll bring that same energy in a back-to-back game, whether it be both games at home or both games on the road or whatever the case may be. It is something extremely hard to produce, especially two wins back-to-back.
All right, guys, and joining us here as our player of the game on SportsTownChicago.com is C.J. Fair alongside Derek Robb. I'm Ryan. And C.J., how about some late fireworks and two wins in a row here at the Sears Center? The home cooking has really cooked for you guys here this weekend.
Yes, definitely. The crowd showed up tonight and last night, you know, gave us a good boost, energy boost. You know, we just wanted to get them their money's worth and come out and get a win and get the ball jumping.
Yeah, absolutely. CJ, fantastic game tonight. So you recorded a double-double tonight, and the Capital City Go-Go really came in tonight. And one of their biggest things that they had going for them was how great they were on the boards. How did you manage to really do a good job of trying to box them out and creating a lot of opportunities for your guys on the offensive end with all your rebounds?
We just try to be active. I know me personally, I didn't have that many rebounds last game, and I just wanted to come out and be aggressive on the board. I knew if I be aggressive on the defensive end and on the boards, the offense will follow.
CJ, it was a hot night here. You guys are heating up the home cooking here. Especially on defense, you guys turn it up on Jordan McRae. McRae had 44 against you guys on November 9th, less than 20 points tonight. What'd you guys do on defense against Jordan McRae?
We just tried to get him different looks, you know. We didn't want one man to beat us, so we just tried to make it tough. Had multiple guys guarding him, and, you know, just make it tough. Crowd the space and, you know, make him make tough shots. And that's what he did the first game. He was making a lot of tough shots. He was playing good defense, but tonight we was able to feed off the crowd and make them miss.
Well, feed on that crowd. Go ahead and jump in. Give some autographs. Thank you so much, C.J. Fair. Great effort tonight, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time, C.J. That's great talking to you.
Thank you so much. And that is C.J. Fair, tonight's player of the game. As we head to the post-game show. And that's going to go ahead and stay tuned with us as Ryan Fahey, Aaron Schelling, and Fidel Dominguez are going to go ahead and break down tonight's contest. Rob, any final thoughts?
Just keep the streak going. See if they can keep this alive, bring this out to Arizona. We talked about that a little bit in the broadcast. And it just bring that fire and flair, what CJ was talking about. I really like that. Bring that aggressiveness and that tempo. Let's see if they can, like I said, bring it out to Vegas.
Home cooking for the Windy City Bulls. They win their second straight here at Sears Center Arena. Your final score, the Windy City Bulls, 111 over the Capital City Go-Go, 103. I'm Derek Tate for Rob Hill, Ryan Fahey, and Trevor Foster and Daryl Rivera on the sideline. This was the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportsTownChicago.com. Post-game show coming your way.